Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of We Like Your Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Off the Street Inc. proudly present the No Borders, No Race Top 20 Albums of 2015.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to the second half of our top 20 albums of 2015. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, your host of this fine and fancy festivity. These are the big ones, folks. Although I would like to think you'd grab all 20 of these fine choices, I know that money can be tight and you can't grab all of them. However, I will say that numbers 1 through 10 are true essentials, especially numbers 1 through 3, and we will get to those later on. Now, normally this would be the time where we do a recap of the previous episode, but you know what? There were so many great albums this year that didn't make the list that I feel like I need to honor them quickly. So, once again, it's time for another selection of honorable mentions.
More honorable mentions.
Dessert by Air Aoi. Let the Good Times Roll by J.D. McPherson. By Spy Air. Yours Dreamily by The Arcs. By Goose House.
Don't you look up to me, don't trust a word I say.
Surf by Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment.
Don't you look up to me, don't trust a word I say. Don't you end up like me if you learn one thing today.
All right, let's get this thrilling conclusion going. Here now are the top 10 albums of 2015, starting with number 10. After spending the last 3 years publishing the brilliant Wildwood Saga, Colin Molloy returned to what he does best, recording with his pals, the Decemberists. Once again, filling our ears with some fine Western folk with rock elements, Molloy and the gang brought us early in 2015 the gorgeous record, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. The singer addresses his audience, opens the album, practically thanking every fan who has stuck by them since their picturesque days. It then whooshes us through Calvary Captain, flinging around angsty sexual tension in Philomena and howling to a star-studded moonlit night in Carolina Low. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World is a cool summer's breeze delivered to us in the earliest winter. One of the worst winters I've personally experienced, by the way. It's why it's here on our list at number 10. From What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, here are the Decemberists with Philomena.
Oh, to live to see a naked girl. But I found I quickly bored. I wanted more. I wanted more. So I'll be your candle, and I'll be your statuette, and I'll be your lashing loop of a lever, and our Philomena, if only you'd let me go down, down, down.
This year's top 20 albums list truly felt naked without this next band. The all-girl punk trio that can never do wrong, Tsushima Mirai, returned after a well-deserved hibernation and delivered a throat-grabber of an album in the form of Abandoned Human. It's angry, but in traditional fashion, it has a very kawaii way of expressing it. The title track roars like a bad motherfucker before transforming itself into a cyclone of tasty goodness in Fanta Tofafa. Of course, Mari Yayoi and Mizue like to sometimes play it cool, as evident in Hangout and Kino Konosoro no Shitade. Abandoned Human is a mood-swinging, coy-teasing, and bloodthirsty record, which is why it lands on our list at number 9. Here now are Tsushima Mirai with a song that I described as the perfect soundtrack for that temporary theme park Banksy opened this year. This is Fantastic Adventureland.
Don't kill me, got that.
A good sign when a band's frontman releases a solo album that knocks it out of the ballpark, as it usually means that when the group reconvenes, it's due to unleash one hell of a record later on. It happened in 2013 when Sawao Yamanaka released Hakaitaki Innovation, which led his band The Pillows to release Moondust a year later, our album of the year pick in 2014. This time, coming up to the plate is Brandon Flowers of The Killers, who unleashed what is undoubtedly the best pop album of the year, and one of the finest ones I've heard in years, The Desired Effect. It grabs hold of you and sends you cruising through the cityscapes in bright neon lights. Can't Deny My Love is a lost relic of the cocaine-filled dreams of the 80s, whereas Lonely Town raises a martini glass high for the tired and brokenhearted. Props to Flowers for grabbing Pet Shop Boys' Neil Tennant for a fine cameo in I Can Change, as it certainly helped fill that new wave undertone that this album accomplishes. If more actual pop artists released albums like Brandon Flowers' The Desired Effect, then this world would be a much better place, which is why it's here at number 8 on our top albums list. This is the opening track from the record, and it's called Dreams Come True.
Dreams. has treated me alright so far. If dreams come true,
I've yet to drink the cup. Who one fine day
I'm gonna find a better way.
Time coming for me to put this band on a top 20 albums list. I'm always finding out about these guys' records far too late to put them on in previous years, but finally I was on the ball and heard this year's self-titled release from Japanese folk punk heroes The Cherry Cokes. This is the type of record that blares in the rowdiest of fishermen bars, from the salty air of Gloucester to the more mellow beaches of Okinawa. From its opener, Rise Again, and the sword-clashing Arcadia, to the cheery Eternal Friendship and the sing-along closer Sailor's Hymn, the Cherry Coke's latest record is a fish barrel of fun that is sure to help get the beer pouring like the mightiest of fountains. Number 7 on my list, the self-titled The Cherry Cokes. And from that record is Good Luck Johnny.
Yeah. Hi, King Baby Duck. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil's Recap and Review on YouTube. Just search Phil the Issues Guy on Google. You'll find me. You know that, King Baby Duck. I am here special today to talk about my album of the year for 2015. Now, I thought really hard about this, and I really appreciate you letting me be on this show each year sharing my thoughts of album of the year. This year, a lot of great music came out, but no albums really moved me, really concentrated my emotions, really grabbed this moment in time like Adele's new album. And I think it's just beautiful the way she taps into that emotion, the way she's really hitting on, she speaks for the people. You know, you're of her generation, King Baby Duck. She speaks for you. She is the voice for you. And I can't wait to hear you play an Adele song in your show. I'm so excited for it. And I cannot wish you a happy enough holiday season, as I really do grab inside the heartstrings of emotional ties of oneness and really believe in love. Oh, in loss and emotion. Like Adele. I think there's nothing else we can say. There's no other album that truly encompasses this year. So play it. Go ahead. What? You're not playing it? Play the fucking song. What? Play the Dude. Dude, you asked me to be... Okay. Okay, you want me to give... You're not playing it, are you?
Nope.
Fucking... I hate it when he gets like this. Okay, I'll pick another album. My favorite album of the year was by a band that some of you might not have heard of, but it's a really awesome band that does... It's hard to explain what they do. Prog folk music? I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's a band called Blitzentrapper and the album All Across This Land. Excellent album by a really excellent band. I can't thank enough my good friend Casey for turning me on to this band. And they really are one of the best out there. So that is my album of the year, since King won't play any Adele on his show. I'm kidding. I thought that album sucked. Fuck that album. It was horrible. But yes, Blitzentrapper, if you haven't checked them out, check it out. Everybody, thank you. This is Phil the Issues Guy. Have a great, great year, and I'll talk to you guys in 2016.
An excellent choice, Phil. And yes, fuck Adele and her stupid 25 album. One of the biggest pieces of trash I've heard all year. Next to my actual pick for worst album of 2015, Wilder Mind by Mumford & Sons. How the hell do you throw away your trademark sound and instead choose a style that's more fitting for a goddamn Kings of Leon cover band? Jesus Christ, never do that again, Marcus Mumford, okay? Well, now that's out of my system, let's move on to a much better folk album that's similar in vein to the Cherry Cokes, only with just a pinch more heart and soul put into it. A pinch, mind you. It was very close. You see, when Skinny Lister is around, the booze doesn't just pour. It floods the city they lay anchor in. Their sophomore album, Down in Deptford Broadway, showcased this element nearly perfectly, especially with the opener Razor Wreck, the best sea shanty the mightiest of pirates never got to sing. The lady of the group, Lorna Thomas, pays tribute wonderfully to her pop in George's Glass, as the rest of the band drink to the ladies Kathy and Bonnie for getting away from them. Indeed, Down at Deptford Broadway is a festive album that will bring a joyful tear to the eye of every listener who was caught in its trance, which is why it ties itself onto the docks at number 6. Right now, let's get the liquor pouring with that Skinny Lister shanty, Six Whiskies.
It's throwing out time. The sun hits my eyes. Oh, the sweet inspiration of Farringdon Station. I've nowhere to be. I'm aimlessly free. I kick it.
kicking the cans in Paddington Basin. Six whiskeys in me, I stumbled through this big city. I'm singing until they arrest me, and I dance with me again. All the drunks and their antics, the hopeless romantics. And there on the wind, a familiar ring, a halfpence and farthings. Say the bells of St. Martin's. Whiskey's in me, I stumble through this big city. I see it until they arrest me, and I declare my undying love for you. La la da da, la la da da, la la. The stormy and fair, our ages are showing, but the river keeps flowing. Instead I've nowhere to be, I'm aimlessly free. I call it those old days, down old depths of Broadway.
From the classical folk sounds of the past, we now travel to the electronica waves of the future with a group that I was introduced to at this year's wargaming party at E3. Sweden's Galantis unleashed what may very well be the most uplifting house album of the year in the form of Pharmacy. You don't just dance to the sounds of Forever Tonight and In My Head, you fucking float in the air. This album is like a gateway to a musical electro wonderland that'll leave the biggest smile and warmest heart to all who hear it. It's mind-blowingly catchy and knows how to embrace you with all its love, especially in both Gold Dust and Dancing to the Sounds of a Broken Heart. Simply put, Galantis' Pharmacy is a dance record made with the strongest amounts of love that the techno realm is capable of, hence why it comes onto our list at number 5. Seriously, Galantis is destined to overtake the likes of Deadmau5 and Avicii as the best damn electronica act in the world. It's on record here now, so when it happens, you can say that I totally predicted it. From Pharmacy, here are Galantis with the playful Peanut Butter Jelly.
Sleepless nights at the chateau, visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
crunch, crunch, wherever we go. Visualize it.
I'll give you something to do.
To get a wildfire burning. Visualize it.
I'll give you something to do.
Ace high and going all in. Visualize it.
I'll give you something to do.
Spread it like peanut butter jelly. Do it like I owe you some money. But a jelly. Do it like I owe you some money. Money, 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 money,
about Stance Punks that I haven't already. Every time they unleash an album, it's filled to the brim with rally cries and fist-pumping anthems. The kind of music that makes you grab a checkered flag and wave it proudly everywhere you tread. After a nearly five-year absence, Tsuru, Kinya, Tsutsushi, and Kenichi have returned with Pins, a punk record that lifts the heads of every doubter and those with self-esteem issues and tosses them beautifully into a mosh pit of confidence. Opener Otono ni Nante Naro Monka is like a school anthem welcoming back its students from a lengthy break, leading up to Tsuru's trademark in-your-face roar in Gakko o Koreshita Rock'n'Roll. So Beautiful is a charming punk romantic track in the same vein as Sex Pistols' Pretty Vacant, only far more sincere with its delivery. And Rocket O Tobashite soars into the blackness of space with a sarcastic grin in its face. Stance Punks may enjoy shoving their foot into society's ass, but at least it's out of love. Number 4 on our top 20 albums list, Pins by Stance Punks. And from that record is I Am Nippon.
I am Nippon!
Get a little bit of a 断魂されてたまるか。うぬる無常の風や矛盾の果てが僕ら背中の方から、yeah! 食べようとしても、yeah! ああ夜のドアを蹴飛ばして君と飛んで行きたいよ。闇を抜けてスルルルルル I am It's fun。 ああどんな言葉よりも君が生きる今日が素敵だぜ。戦争だって立ち上がれるさ。僕らは Crazy だから。闇を切り裂く魔法のナイフ。生まれた時にはみんな持ってたはずなんだ。悪いものがやってきて友達が死んだ。探してみなよ胸の奥にあるから。無常の風や不純の雨が僕ら背中の方から、yeah! 突き刺そうとしても、wow! ああ君のその背中を笑っている奴らがいても、走れ走れゆるゆる I am It's fun。どんな言葉よりも君が生きる今日が素敵だぜ。何度だって立ち上がれるさ。僕らはクレイジーだから。そうさ立ち上がれ日本。今だ立ち上がれ日本。やるなら今さ日本。夜のドアを蹴飛ばして君と飛んで行きたいよ。闇を抜けてルルルルルル I am It's fun。 どんな言葉よりも君が生きる今日が素敵だぜ。何度だって立ち上がれるさ。僕らはクレイジーだから。ゆるる僕らはクレイジーだから。
Before we actually talk about the next record on the list, I would like to say a few words about the frontman of this band, who sadly passed away last week after a short battle with cancer. Lemmy Kilmister was a true walking, talking, drinking son of a bitch of a legend in both music and life. Every musician that has made it to the big time has at least one story about Lemmy, and roughly 99% of the time, the tale winds up being true. Lemmy Kilmister was rock and roll personified, a man who didn't give a flying fuck on stage, but was a kind and gentle soul when in normal mode. What made Lemmy fantastic was that in the 40 years of Motorhead's existence, the formula never changed. Every night, they went out to play, and Lemmy's first words out of his mouth were, "We are Motorhead, and we play rock and roll." And it was the loudest, most metal rock that came out of those speakers every time. There was never a Motorhead disco album, or a Motorhead ska record, or a Motorhead dubstep album. Motorhead was Motorhead, and it was always rock and roll. Rock and roll that never aged, never felt like something out of the past. It always sounded like something passed up and down from both heaven and hell, a collaboration between the angels and demons of rock and roll. That's what made Lemmy Kilmister a true legend with his Rickenbacker 4004 bass and a mighty, growling roar. The world mourned the loss of Lemmy, as it was like seeing a god be defeated by the perils of the party life. Lemmy may be gone from this plane of existence, but whatever the next stage of life is, be it heaven or some other place in this vast universe of ours, know that he's still rocking, rolling, and kicking ass wherever he goes. So, for now, let us raise our Jack Daniels filled shot glass in honor of Lemmy Kilmister, a true one in a billion kind of a guy, the likes of which we will never see again in our history's existence. Whew. Honestly, I'm more of a Kraken, Jim Beam kind of guy. But damn, that is a good, good kick right afterwards. Nice aftertaste, too. Now that that's out of the way, let's talk about Motorhead's final album, Bad Magic. Listening to it now, it's as if Lemmy knew his time was coming to a close. As the lyrics in Thunder and Lightning, Electricity, and Till the End come off very sage-like. He spouts words of wisdom to those who are ready to continue on the legacy and mayhem that Motorhead started 40 years ago. But seeing as it's Lemmy leading the charge, there is a lot of chaos and destruction that still needs to be done, in the form of victory or die, shoot out all of your lights, and tell me who to kill. If Apocalyptica's Shadowmaker was the sound of Norse gods battling it out in a fiery war, Bad Magic is the Grim Reaper entering said war on a fiery Harley Davidson and slaughtering every deity, demigod, and pansy soldier that stands in its fucking way. While it would have been nice to just give Motorhead the Album of the Year nod in the same vein as what the Grammys usually do for the deceased artists, I cannot do that. In fact, I feel like Lemmy would be pissed at me if I did just that. But here at number 3, Bad Magic rests comfortably, the spot I placed it before Lemmy's untimely demise, and where it shall stay. At the very least, it is the best metal album of 2015, so we can just be happy for that. And now, possibly for the last time in any annual top 20 albums list, here are Motorhead with the blood-curdling track that would make even the Four Horsemen shit themselves with fear, Choking on Your Screen. We find you, our journey's end.
everybody. This is Andrew from Wicked Anime, and once again, another year of music has closed, and Evan was nice enough to invite me to share my album pick of 2015. Now, if you guys listened to the last year's episode, I was also on that one. I said Rise of the North Star last year, but I mentioned another band that I was waiting for, saying that 2015 was going to be awesome because the pick has already been made. So, with no surprise, I'm going to say that my favorite album of 2015 was, in fact, Terrapunk by Dope Stars, Inc. Dope Stars, Inc. is the only band that I know of that really rivals my favorite band ever. They really like to challenge and really like to change their sounds every single album they release. Every album is just a step up, another step up, and it's beautiful. They really take that rock sound and add the electronic into it and really take that genre of cyberpunk and make themselves a true cyberpunk band. Now, I've really loved Dope Stars for the longest time. I was in college when I first discovered them, and then a new album came out while I was in college. And then after college, years later, is when Terrapunk came out, finally 2015. And they really nailed it with that brand new sound. Oof. It sounded a little bit like their previous album, Ultrawired, but they added almost a different genre on top of every single one of their cyberpunk songs. Every single song on the album has a little bit of a different flavor of a type of music. So, with ease, I say that Terrapunk by Dope Stars, Inc. is my pick of 2015's favorite album of the year.
Thanks, Andrew, and a great pick with Dope Stars, Inc. Again, so many awesome albums this year, which made it hard to whittle the list down to 20 premier albums, which is why I'm happy that this year I got Andrew, Phil, Jiggy-san, and Tyler Abstract to share their choices for best album of 2015. And then there were two. It was a tiny bit hard to choose which of these albums was going to walk away with the top spot, but after some hard pondering, I knew how these two records should be placed. So let's get things rolling with our runner-up for Album of the Year. The era of the Riot Girl sound has finally returned, with the reunited Slater-Kinney smashing through your speakers in this year's album, No Cities to Love. Carrie Brownstein, who's been goofing off brilliantly with Fred Armisen in Portlandia, returns to the mic with her signature bark and bite. The album opens with an angst anthem about shopping for bargains and price tag, and while the concept sounds silly, those who have dealt with Black Friday crowds know that massive sales can transform into a bloody battle between the greedy and the needy. Songs like Surface Envy and the awesomely catchy A New Wave take the listeners on a downward spiral towards society of rule breakers and obscured rabble rousers. We should all be incredibly happy that Slater-Kinney are back, and No Cities to Love is one hell of a way for a band to reacquaint themselves with the fans that feared they'd be gone for good. Number two on our top albums list, No Cities to Love, and from that album is Fangless.
I know.
before we saunter into the number one spot, let's do a quick recap of the albums that have led us to this prestigious Album of the Year title holder.
20-2 recap.
I love the aspects
of number 20, The Magic Whip by Blur.
All right. In circulation, the snake and the tiger. Waking up and shaving in industrial light.
Number 19, Atheist's Cornea by Envy. Number 18, Power of Life by Barodia. Number 17, Zipper Down by Eagles of Death Metal.
You know you're always paying for the shit that's free. It's not easy with its complexity.
Number 16, Hear You by Toe. Number 15, Alteration by Headphones President. Number 14, Shadowmaker by Apocalyptica.
Your kind of praise on my kind. Getting you was so easy. Getting out not so simple. Try to get better cause I haven't been mine.
Number 13, Positive Songs for Negative People by Frank Turner.
On my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess.
Number 12, Strangers to Ourselves by Modest Mouse. Number 11, Sources by Noisy Cell. Number 10, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World by The Decemberists.
I am the common collector. I am printed upon your star.
Number 9, Abandoned Human by Sushi Mamire. Number 8, The Desired Effect by Brandon Flowers.
I still want you to be a distress. I still want you to be a sea. I still want you hurricanes and
floods. Number 7, The Cherry Cokes by The Cherry Cokes. Number 6, Down on Deptford Broadway by Skinny Lister. Number 5, Pharmacy by Galantis. Number 4, Pins by Stunts Punks.
Destiny, oh destiny.
Number 3, Bad Magic by Motorhead. Number 2, No Cities to Love by Slater Kinney. All right, so what could be taking the top spot this year? What kind of album is worthy of the title of 2015's Album of the Year? Well, how about a five-act punk rock opera about manic depression? That's right. No album this year made jaws drop, critics flaunt praise, and turned the entire punk world upside down, quite like Titus Andronicus's magnum opus, The Most Lamentable Tragedy. Inspired by frontman Patrick Stickle's own personal battles, The Most Lamentable Tragedy tells the tale of a character known as the Hero, as his doppelganger enters his life, pulls him out of his sheltered being, and forces him to experience life's greatest desires and downfalls. This album is what would happen if Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, and Fucked Up's David Comes to Life got together, took a shit ton of drugs, and started making out with one another in a massively sweaty orgy of musical bewilderment. Just about every song on here is an anthem waiting for someone to cry out to the darkness of the night. Dimed Out, Fired Up, Lonely Boy, Fatal Flaw, Into the Void, hell, even the covers of Daniel Johnson's I Lost My Mind and the Pogues' A Pair of Brown Eyes, every part of this 93-minute epic punk rock opera fires on any God-given cylinder that Stickles and the rest of Titus Andronicus have crafted so majestically. There are even nods to the band's previous discography, with No Future returning with two new parts, and Mr. E-Man possibly throwing a bone to the Electric Man mentioned in 2012's Local Business record. Every other album the band's released has led up to this gorgeous monstrosity that is The Most Lamentable Tragedy, a truly beautiful, raw, and emotional punk opera that will have listeners lose their minds in the chaotic realm of true musical art. This is why Titus Andronicus have run away with this year's Album of the Year pick. It challenges the listener without being too convoluted, and puts them into one brilliant story surrounding the serious subject matter of manic depression. And it has done so in the most glorious way possible. Number one, the top spot, the big cheese of all the records released in 2015, The Most Lamentable Tragedy by Titus Andronicus. Which leads us to the song from the punk opera, I Will Be Spinning, which deals with our hero revisiting his childhood memories of school and church, and the lookalike coming in to rile him up and help open his eyes to the better world out there without the past affecting him negatively. And they call this song Fired Up.
Why I had to
that's it. The list has been completed. Congrats to all our picks, and to Titus Andronicus for taking the top spot. And if you listeners didn't find your favorite albums on here, well, as I said in the past, make your own damn list. This is why we've been doing this here on B3 and even back far in our WMWM days, because we were sick and tired of the Rolling Stones of the world passing over some of the best albums ever made and instead putting the same damn artists every year on there. And hey, if you have a favorite album of 2015 you want to share, write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com with a subject line, 2015 Album of the Year Pick. Who knows? We may read the best letters and comments on a future episode. So, that wraps up the Top 20 Albums of 2015 specials. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@boston-brigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and Anime Amino at kingbabyduckesh. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade and on facebook.com/landofesh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Ash, including The Electric Sisterhood, Smashed Rook, Phil's Recap and Review, The Structure Network, and our new homeboys, Nerd Crave. Welcome to the team, guys. Can't wait to see what you guys are going to be doing for The Electric Sisterhood. We're going to be taking a break next week because of birthday reasons. My birthday, specifically. So we'll be back the following week for another awesome episode, possibly another Best of 2015 show regarding another subject we're fond of here with friends of the show you know and love. We're going to end this special with a cut from our pick for 2015's Movie Soundtrack of the Year. And holy shit, this is one soundtrack that is destined for Oscar gold. I'm talking, of course, about Ennio Morricone's spine-tingling score to Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. I saw this movie last week and I can't even talk about it without spoiling some of the best parts of this film. So please, just go and see it. And if you watch the special 70mm Roadshow edition, you'll hear this track open the screening. It's chilling and definitely sets the stage for what you're about to witness in The Hateful Eight. This song is simply titled Overture. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck saying thanks for tuning into these two specials, and I hope you all had a wonderful 2015. Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.